And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Well, back on Friday, the Environmental Protection Agency issued an emergency fuel waiver to allow E15 gasoline to be sold during the summer driving season. The agency says the move will provide communities with relief at the pump from ongoing market supply issues created by the ongoing Ukraine war and conflict in the Middle East by increasing the fuel supply and offering a variety of fuel blends that consumers can choose from. Current estimates indicate that on average, E15 is about 25 cents a gallon cheaper than E10. The Clean Air Act allows the EPA administrator to temporarily waive certain fuel requirements to address shortages. And this has happened the prior 2 years as well. And now a third year in a row, we've seen this summertime waiver. The move by the EPA, widely expected and applauded by many folks throughout the ag and ethanol industries, including Growth Energy, the American Coalition for Ethanol, the National Corn Growers Association, and the Renewable Fuels Association. Here's RFA head Jeff Cooper.
So EPA is looking at all of those factors and using its authority under the Clean Air Act to declare emergency conditions for this summer and effectively waiving the volatility requirements for E15.
And Cooper referring to the emergency waiver with the EPA citing the tight oil supplies from geopolitical conflict, OPEC actions, and strong gas demand at home. And Cooper says the E15 waiver will help save drivers money, especially during higher summertime demand when gas prices rise.
That fuel is typically priced 25 to 30 cents below E10, where it's being sold. So drivers that are frequenting those 3,500 stations that sell E15 today are saving a lot of money when they pull up to the pump.
And Cooper says those drivers are giving ethanol producers and corn growers a huge boost.
Probably about 400 million gallons of E15 sales occurred last summer. Again, only because this waiver was issued last summer. We would expect similar numbers or even larger numbers this summer.
Now, the EPA waiver followed a months-long campaign, including letters to President Biden by nearly 1,000 farmers and ethanol workers and 46 House and Senate members. EPA earlier granted a petition from 8 Midwest governors to allow year-round E15 sales in their states, but not until next year. That prompted the industry to call for a permanent legislative fix, including the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act. Now, also, Bonnie Shaw, executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, shared that he is glad for the certainty for E15, at least this year, nationwide.
Huge win for consumers and retailers. It's going to allow us to continue to sell E15 and no interruption. You know, it's selling for 15, 20 cents a gallon less, more ethanol, more renewable, more homegrown, and lower cost. So we've seen sales really skyrocket lately. And so we didn't want to see that come off the market.
The waiver announcement is good timing as the industry now has some breathing room with fewer than 2 weeks until a fuel deadline. Without this announcement, terminal operators would not have allowed E15 to go to stations after May 1st. Shaw thanked Iowa's governor, congressional delegation, and the Secretary of Agriculture for keeping up the pressure to get this done.
Because of the governor's leadership, at least 8 states in the Midwest will be good to go from here on out. The ones that took action on their own, and the EPA approved it starting next year. So we won't have to sit here and bite our fingernails going forward, but at least 42 other states. So we'd still like to see a national fix.
Once again, that's Monty Shaw with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. Again, the EPA issuing that summertime E15 waiver for E15 sales to happen nationwide through the summer months. Well, take the time to carefully inspect your ag tires before heading into the field this spring. That could help you avoid flat or ruined tires during an important time of year. Austin Fisher, field engineer for Firestone Ag, says it's important to check tires to avoid costly downtime.
It's so important because according to the Firestone Ag downtime calculator, just 1 hour lost during planting can result in upwards of $2,000 per hour yield loss in the fall. Every hour of downtime just adds up and takes away from the paycheck in the fall.
Firestone Ag has put together a checklist to help make sure your tires are ready to go.
The first step is to check the inflation pressure with a good, calibrated, high-quality gauge. If the inflation pressure is not where it should be, then it should be adjusted. The other thing is if you don't know what the proper inflation pressure is supposed to be, then you'll need to figure out what your maximum axle loads are, because that's what the inflation pressure will have to be based on. The next step would be to check the tire sidewalls for any cracks, cuts, bubbles or other damage that could potentially cause issues in the spring during planting. Similarly, we recommend for the third step to check the tread lugs and make sure that they're not beginning to tear off, or they don't have really deep creasing at the bases, or that they're not chunking out in the center. And then lastly, that they are at least 20% of the depth that they were when they were new.
After that, it's time to dig further into the tread conditions.
The next step would be to check the tread subsurface, so the area between the lugs, what we call the valley. Make sure that there's not any damage there. Typically, what we would be looking for would be any punctures or deep cuts or damage from stubble that exposes the cord. The next step is to check to make sure there's not a large gap between the center lug and the tire's footprint, so the interface between the ground and the tire, to make sure that the tires aren't overinflated. Now, the caveat to this is the tire inflation pressure has to be set to the worst case load. The next step is to check the valve stems for any cracks, corrosion, make sure it's not coated in debris, and then make sure that the cap is secure, tight, and good condition. And then the very last step we recommend is just to make sure all the nuts, bolts, hardware, etc., in the wheel assembly is tight and in good condition and torqued to the manufacturer specs.
And he talks about where farmers can find more information and support from Firestone Ag.
Well, we have the 7-step checklist and other resources on our website. You can get there by visiting firestoneag.com. Your local Firestone Ag certified dealer would also be a great resource to talk to. We have the Firestone Ag Field Engineering Hotline, and that number is 1-800-847-3364. And then lastly, the Firestone Ag YouTube is a great resource, as we have a lot of training videos on there.
And again, that website is firestoneag.com. Well, AccuWeather forecasters say the spring severe weather season may quickly shift into high gear with favorable tornado conditions in the final days of April and through the first 2 weeks of May. Long-range forecaster Joe Lundberg of AccuWeather says, quote, "It's the time of the year when you don't have to wait long for one severe weather outbreak to give way to another one. Springtime is a severe weather time of year, and we expect that this May will be no exception," end quote. A cold front expected to move across the Midwest Ohio Valley and the Northeast here this week, stalling out across the Central Plains and the Northern Gulf states later in the week. Showers and thunderstorms can develop along the front in the Central Plains. Paul Pastelock of AccuWeather says, quote, "A strong, slow-moving storm will rotate through the Southern Rockies and into the Plains in late April," end quote. And with that, we are out of time here on this episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. If you have story ideas for the program, you can send them to me via email, jesseallen@americanagnetwork.com, JESSEALLEN @americanagnetwork.com. And we'll take a look at your story ideas and see if they are a fit for American Ag Today. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.